A verdict will be delivered later today in Cairo in the case against Australian journalist Peter Grester and his colleagues from Al Jazeera English. The trio has been in prison for 6 months and they're facing years behind bars if convicted of broadcasting false news and aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. On the eve of the hearing, Australia's foreign minister raised the case with her Egyptian counterpart, and the US Secretary of State John Kerry also discussed it with Egypt's new president. Middle East correspondent Hayden Cooper is in Cairo. He spoke with Mike Grester, who just visited his brother in prison.
Given the conditions he's in, he's rock solid. You know, he's obviously very nervous and anxious, but at the same time, very composed and level-headed about it all. And while he's hopeful and you know, can obviously recognise that we're in a good position legally, he also has to prepare for, you know, some kind of conviction and possible sentence. But it's not something we want to relish thinking about by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a dark cloud that hovers over in the background that we've got to be aware of.
And the prosecution did ask for 15 years. What are you going to do if there is a sentence today?
We'll have to start an appeals process or consider our options and go from there. 15 years is just ridiculous in our view, but that's what the prosecutors asked for. That's the Egyptian, you know, system.
And if he is released, what's the next step for Peter?
Well, it's all procedural, basically. We understand he gets transported to a police station. Whether he gets done, that gets done, you know, on Monday or waits till Tuesday. And then there's a certain amount of administrative boxes that need to be ticked before he actually gets released. And then we're looking to try and probably get him out of the country as soon as we can after that.
And in the courtroom today, I understand your brother Andrew is coming across as well?
It's nice to have a bit more family support for Peter, and I didn't mention it to him on visit today, so it'll be hopefully a nice surprise for him in the court, but it'll be tremendous to have, the extra support, and notwithstanding the fact that, you know, Andrew's shared the responsibility with trying to help out and support Peter in Egypt as well. So I think it'll be nice to for all the brothers to be in the room to hear the decision.
What about your parents, Mike? How are they? It must have been extraordinarily tough for them to get through the past 6 months, and now that we're at the final moment, how are they coping?
I think they're holding up reasonably well, but I certainly do have some concerns if the result doesn't go our way. They're going to find it a difficult and great struggle, a bit like the bad decision with the verdict. We'll just try not to think about that too much.
Mike Grester speaking to Middle East correspondent Hayden Cooper in Cairo.